Today we'll be Ezra Hashem, we learned a few tests of Maseftes Chagiga. Some of the topics we learned about today include a continuation of the discussion of various laws of Tumah and Tahara, including laws of washing of the hands, specifically for Tahara, as explained in the previous Mishnah. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Hechsher Oichlin. Food can become Tumah only after it becomes wet via one of seven liquids, namely water, dew, blood, oil, milk, honey, and wine. This is called Hechsher Oichlin, and is learned out from the pasuk Ki Yutan Mayim Al Zera. Arba'im Sah, 40 Sah is the minimum required amount of water to validate a kosher mikvah. This is described in the Gemara as a size of Amma Al Amma Berum Gimel Amas. Korachas. Korachas, which literally means to extend or pull downward, is a halachic device used usually in creating mechitzas. Those who hold of good aches maintain that mechitzas which are raised from the ground are considered to extend downward to the ground or the water below them, providing the necessary mechitza, for example, for a sukkah or a shosayachid. Our Gemara uses the term with regard to joining bodies of water to complete the necessary shear of 40 saw required for a mikvah. Kut asik, which literally means to extend or pull upward, is another halachic device usually used in creating mechitzas. Kurasik maintains that mechitzas which are on the ground are considered to extend upward, providing the necessary mechitza, for example, for a sukkah or a shusayachid. Agamar again uses the term with regard to joining bodies of water to complete the necessary shear of 40 saw required for a mikvah.